Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this really important how-to video, we're going to be discussing bridge financing and the dangers of it, but there's also benefits to it. And the thing that really struck me about bridge financing when I started investing in real estate early on was I didn't like to be put under a time constraint. And that's what bridge financing does. You're under pressure. You need to get it done. Now, there are instances where it's a really good tool to use, and there are instances when there aren't. I'm going to hold up Creative Cash. If anybody wants a copy of Creative Cash, we're going to be discussing the three pillars of real estate, the market cycle, the exit strategy. It's in this book. Email me, gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'd love to send you a PDF copy to your inbox. Also, like, subscribe to the channel, because every week we're constantly putting up new content, specifically talking about how to in multifamily, but we also, there's so many different thought leaders that we have on our shows, whether it's the Jake and Gino show, we have the Julie and Gino show, and then we have the Movers and Shakers, where we really talk to our students and have our students share their success with our three-step framework. And let's pick it up there with the three-step framework. It's buy right, finance right, and manage right. Remember, the two pillars, the buy and the finance, they're the back legs of the wheelbarrow. And when they're done, they're off the table. Guess what? You're done. Well, early on, it was great. You get long-term fixed rate financing. That's what everyone was doing. At least 5 years with a community bank, it gives you some time to reposition the property and to get your feet underneath you. But as the market cycle went on and it prolonged, then COVID came. We kicked the can down the road. What ended up happening? Everything got frothy. Everything got hot. You have 0% interest rates for years. A lot of speculation. A lot of money comes into that sector. Whether it could be crypto, it could be commodities, it could be gold. And in this case, we're talking multifamily. And that's what happened in multifamily. I remember in 2021 and 2022, we're scratching our heads going, we're buying stabilized deals on bridge debt. And by stabilized, I mean they're pretty much at market. They're 98% occupied. Really, the value add is to increase, you know, increase rents. But years ago, you would use bridge debt because a deal was not stabilized. It was below 90%. For the agencies, for Fannie and Freddie, you need 90% occupancy for 90 days. That's when you would use bridge financing. But over the last several years, we were using it because you could make deals pencil and you had to get the short-term speculative financing. And, you know, bridge, the products that they have now, they're pretty good. If you use them quickly and you can exit them. That's a lot of ifs. Usually the product is non-recourse, so it's not on your balance sheet, right? You're not personally liable, but if you do one deal and you foreclose on it, it's going to be very hard to stay in the business. Now, back in 2021, I remember Jake and I were looking at this deal. It was around $160,000 a unit. That's what it was trading for. In-place rents were at like $950, and it was trading for $160 a door. It made absolutely no sense. The only way it made sense was for a group to come in, get their short-term financing, this bridge debt. Think of a bridge going from one side to the other. You know, the longer it is, the more time you have, the better off it is. But in this instance, I remember 2 years ago, somebody paid $160 a door for this 192 units. Now, Jake and I are thinking to ourselves, this deal, once it's repositioned, it may be worth $170, $175 tops. So you're paying for so much of that profit up front, but the financing was so cheap, the 3% was so enticing, and that's what the group did. Well, fast forward 2 years, the repositioning hasn't gone so well. Their debt coverage ratio is not above a one. Rates went from 3.5% to where they are now, 8.5%. And now rates are going to jump on them because the bridge expires. And guess what? They have to sell. But now they're in a position to sell. And anyone coming in cannot make sense of this deal at $160,000 a unit where interest rates are 6%. So be very careful when you're using bridge. And this should be a lesson for all of us. When you see this going on in the economy, what ends up happening? You should say to yourself, huh, this is another indication that we're getting longer in the cycle, that it's becoming more of a seller's market cycle. And just be wary. Always fall back on the framework. Buy right, finance right, and manage right. And Jake and I passed on a lot of deals in end of 2021, parts of 2022, because of this phenomenon. We were diligent enough and we were disciplined enough to know not to violate that principle. It's okay to let a few deals pass. Write this down, please. No deal is better than a bad deal. And this is coming from someone who's done some bad deals. So I'm just pleading with you, fall back on the framework. It will save you so much heartache and so much headache. And it did for us. We just thought at the time we must be doing something wrong. And I'm sure a lot of you listening to this right now have felt the same way. Like, how are they making these deals work? Well, if you're an experienced group and you have a team in place and you can move and you can get it done, bridge financing may be good for you. Jake and I use bridge a little bit differently. We use community banks and credit unions as a quote unquote type of bridge financing. We use them on the front end a lot of times when we finance a deal. We may get 5 years, but we'll get a loan to cost, an LTC, where we're getting part, almost 80% typically, of the rehab proceeds, baked into the deal. But we have 5 years. That rate is fixed for 5 years. It gives us plenty of time to execute our business plan so that if the economy does soften in the next year or two, we're locked in. And typically, we have 2 years of interest only. So for the first 2 years, we're going gung-ho. We have three out right now. Last year, in March, we closed a 132-unit property. Well, it's coming towards the end of 2023 right now. That property is almost entirely repositioned. It's down to about 20 units left that we need to reposition. Going into 2024, we've had that on bridge financing. We have it with a community bank. Mid-2024, when rates drop a little bit, we can go out and we could possibly go to the agencies and take that financing out, although it still has another 4 years before it balloons. So it's really important. So understanding when to use bridge and who should be using bridge is really important. If you're a beginning investor out there and you've never done a reposition and it's a bigger asset, just be aware. 150, 200 units may be a lot to process. Now, if you've got a 24-month bridge to extend to 36 months where it's fixed for 36 months and you're buying a 20-unit property, you may be able to get away with that. But a lot of these groups got really big deals and they got overwhelmed and they didn't know what to do. And now it's expired. And people were buying something called rate caps where they were trying to cap the interest rate. So if rates went up any higher, they'd get paid for it. But now the problem is the rate caps have gone so high, interest rates have gone so high that these rate caps are exorbitantly expensive and they can't purchase them right now. So don't get caught in that. Have a viable exit strategy. That's the first thing I would say about that. You know, how are you going to use them is, first of all, understand what your business plan looks like. Understand conservatively, can you achieve what you're trying to achieve with a 24 or possibly a 36 month window? And then when you're exiting these, where do you think rates are going to be? No one's going to know that. But I can tell you with almost certainty, everyone back 2 years ago knew sooner or later that rates would have to rise. They kept telling us inflation was transitory. We knew inflation was not transitory. They were going to have to raise rates to slow the economy down and to slow the real estate market down. And they have, in effect, accomplished that. But as rates shot up so quickly in such a record short period of time, it's really shocked the multifamily market and a lot of other markets. So understand what your exit strategy is. Number two, due diligence. Do your due diligence and understand what the time frame looks like. Consult with experts. And when I say that, go out to different bridge lenders, go out to different credit unions and community banks and see what terms they're giving you. Because it's really important to read the fine print with bridge. It is such an expensive endeavor. On the front end, it's typical to pay 1% origination fee. And then when you're refinancing out after 24 months or 36 months, you typically have to use the person that you got the loan with in the beginning originally. And if not, they have the right of first refusal. If not, they tack on certain fees. So please read the fine print. Bring it to an attorney. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. And if the deal is too good to pass up, then you sign it. But if it's a marginal deal and it's okay, you're not excited about it, you may be taking on too much risk with bridge financing. So what are the pros? I laid out everything bad for you. I've drilled you with it, why you shouldn't do it, what's wrong with it. You're violating the three pillars of real estate. You're violating the buy right, the finance right, the manage right. It's really good to use when you have a property that you can add value to in a short period of time and get it repositioned. Right? At some point, there's a lot of deals out there that we are value investors. In that part of the cycle, a year ago, 2 years ago, up until now, they were called value adds. Now, in the buyer's market, they're called distressed. So if you see an opportunity that you know you can tackle and get it done with in the next 24 months or so, use bridge financing. Understand that. Read the fine print. Make sure that when you exit this deal, your cap rate is going to be a little bit higher, but also your interest rates are going to be higher. So understand that. You understand that bridge financing is just a tool in the toolbox. Remember, there's syndication, there's creative financing, there's master lease options, seller carryback. These are all different tools and strategies that you need to use. Bridge financing was great back in 2018, 2019, 20, 21. As you're doing research and you're looking back at history, when rates are pretty stable and they're low, bridge works great. But as you're getting into an inflationary environment, and you know sooner or later rates are going to rise, that's the problem. And the last thing I'll say about it, the real problem that occurred was not so much rates going up, but the pandemic. When you have business plans and you're trying to execute them and you need 8 months before you get windows or 6 months before you get doors and you can't get the work done, that's where one of the problems just piled on. So you have higher rates, quick as they came, you can't get the work done. There's labor shortages, materials were more expensive. You throw on insurance, insurance is doubling, taxes are doubling, going up. Just starts compounding. Try to take that risk off. Try to mitigate your risk. That's what you're trying to do as an investor, trying to really understand what your business plan is and then understanding to mitigate the risk. Once again, Creative Cash. If you want a PDF copy of it, email me gino@jakeandgino.com. And once again, I just want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. I mean, I can talk about bridge financing. I can talk about real estate all the time. I love talking about multifamily. It has changed my life, Jake's life, and countless other Jake and Gino members' lives. We just need to use that process or that map or the framework to keep yourself safe and understand that there's a lot of bad deals out there. Understanding the bad deals from the good deals, then focusing on those good deals and using the right strategy. Thanks again, and we will see you on next week's How To.